First of all, thank you for having me. ISIS generates their money from three primary sources. The first is oil and gas. Last year, this was their most important source, amounting to about $500 million annually from the sale of oil, oil products, and gas. Their second most important source is extortion and financial and commercial activity. And they get hundreds of millions of dollars annually from that. So that means taxation, pocketing profits. They'll tax the citizens in the areas in which they operate on anything, whether it's real estate or income or even movement and transportation. And then thirdly, robbery is a large source of income for them. In 2014, they famously seized control of state-owned banks in Mosul in Iraq, and they received at least $500 million from that at the time. That was important, although that wasn't renewable, but it's not a renewable source of income.
We think of them as a terror organization, but it's pretty clear from talking to you and from lots of other places, we're hearing that what they really are is a hybrid of a terror group and a criminal organization, because there are lots of criminal activities that they engage in. Where do their finances stand now? When they first started off, we were under the impression that they were worth perhaps $1 billion or close to it.
Well, that's a good question. I think it's hard to give an overall figure, but what's clear is that our efforts are definitely having an effect. So I think last year we perhaps overestimated a bit our efforts and the results of our military strikes. And as a result of that, and as a result of what the U.S. government learned, they've now targeted the military strikes to really have a strong impact on ISIL's ability to reap benefit from the land in which it operates. And what I mean by that more specifically is, for example, they, through Operation Tidal Wave 2, have targeted ISIL's entire oil and natural gas supply chain, their oil fields, refineries, tanker trucks. They've really honed in and tried to focus on the means by which they generate profits, and how to target that in a way where ISIL can't renew that. So I think this coming year we're going to see a big effect on that. Of course, so strikes have undoubtedly impeded ISIL's ability to produce, sell, and profit from oil. But also, you know, I know that our government has worked with the Iraqi government to prevent them from profiting from cash going in. And that's a key point as well, to keep them as isolated from the financial community as possible. And so while I think the key point here, JJ, is that while they remain a wealthy organization for sure, I think that they have nowhere to go but down. I think that when we have updated figures this year, we're going to see that our military and financial efforts will have had a real impact, and that they have a burn rate as well that is going to make it difficult for them to operate if their proceeds are going down and their operating expenses just keep going up.
You have a ballpark for what you think they're worth?
No, I don't. I wish I did. I do believe that while they're a very wealthy organization, they are not the wealthiest terrorist organization. I think one of the things that former Undersecretary David Cohen at Treasury used to say that I always thought rung true was that financial wealth should never be confused with financial strength. And what he meant by that was that although ISIL is a wealthy organization and they're clever and they know how to generate profit quite well in the territory they operate, they also have a lot of overhead and a lot of costs, and that's because they have tens of thousands of fighters that they're trying to pay. They're fighting a coalition, so it's not like any other terrorist organization that just needs some arms and maybe some training. This is a large organization that is trying to keep itself propped up and trying to seize territory. And they also try to govern, and they don't do it well, frankly. I mean, I think we've heard a lot of stories of citizens in the areas in which they operate struggling with water and electricity. There are reports that they've had to cut the salaries of their fighters, and some fighters have gone months without their payments. And so I think that reflects that while they are a wealthy organization, their wealth is going down, and they're also facing troubles in keeping up their operations.
So you said they're not the wealthiest organization. Then which one is?
I think terrorist organizations that are propped up by states are going to be the wealthiest. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and Hezbollah and organizations like that are propped up by states.